Hey everybody, you know what? It is our first Friday National Parks Show with the National Parks Arts Foundation. It's really the Toast to the Arts and Parks Show. And back in 2021 in the fall, we got to chat with Grammy nominated and award-winning musician Xuexun Yang, and she was the National Parks Arts Foundation Artist in Residence for a month in Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. Who doesn't want that gig, right? And that residency is still there, so everyone should go check it out at nationalparksartsfoundation.org. But we're super excited to welcome her back on the show because she's got a new EP out, a new single out, and she's going back to Hawaii to do some shows in early 2024. So welcome back, Xuexun. I've been practicing your name. You know that.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for having me back.
Oh, it's
Wonderful.
so exciting. It's so exciting. I mean, it's been a couple years right before we pushed the record button. We're trying to remember who, what, where, but yeah. So that residency, was amazing because you could be there for a month,
Right. In
in
fact,
the art house with the recording studio. And
right. It's funny because I didn't actually use the actual booth because it was already so quiet in the house. I didn't really need to isolate the. I'm not like a vocalist or anything. And then that room is like tiny for playing violin with a bow.
yeah.
So I ended up just recording in the bedrooms, which turned out fantastic as well. So,
Oh, wow. So your new song, New Me, that is out, and you can everyone get it on YouTube, Spotify, and those watching here on YouTube will be able to also hear it. Tell us a little bit about that because I believe you were writing it then, and of course a lot has happened over the last, it's, wow, three, it is 3 years. Holy cow.
I guess
Yeah.
so. Yeah, it is 3 years.
Yeah, we
I
can
guess,
count.
yeah,
One,
just a
two.
little
No, it's 2 years. Yeah,
bit.
it's
2019,
2 years. We can't
21,
count.
2 years.
Yeah, we can't count. Who cares? Don't tell my teachers. Yeah, 2 years.
Feel like a lifetime ago, huh? Like
Yeah, it
another
does.
lifetime ago. Yeah, I mean, just because the pandemic, I mean, affected everybody. And then I unfortunately or fortunately got into a life-altering car accident
Yeah.
in that little 2 year period as well. So that kind of is I say luckily because unfortunately, and fortunately because I, just the power of like shifting perspectives, like sounds like a cliche, but like you do I have this like urgency. You feel like I need to like put on more music or get things done. Just like you don't know, tomorrow is not promised. So treasure every
Yeah.
day, cherish every moment, and be with people who you want to be with, and play music with people who you want to play with. So it's true. People do have a different sense of, perspective and all that, appreciation, gratitude, I guess.
Coming close to death and also going through pain, and it's traumatic. Your body goes into a shock, right? It's a really traumatic thing to go through. And at the same time, it's like there's this weird thing that happens where you become closer with yourself when you go through something like that. Like you all of a sudden, like you start communicating with yourself more than, like you're saying you want to do all these things more, but there's this other communication that happens. Did that happen with you through this?
What's funny, I mean, I think there's always like great meaning in pain that the it's a motive of reaching out, and it can also be the basis of like looking into deep within yourself and finding what's new and original in your experience. And then I fully embrace this, pain, because I feel so lucky to be able to experience the full spectrum of human experiences, good or bad, right? And what's a very interesting thing that happened to me the first night I was in the hospital. I had just scored a commercial for Gap,
Oh.
and that night, and I didn't know when it was going to air, and I had no idea. And so that night, the nurse came to my room and she said, "Would you like to watch some TV?" And I said, "I don't watch TV." And she said, "Maybe it'll help you, distract you from your pain, what you just went through, this traumatic thing." And so she turned on the TV, and that night was the Grammy, I mean the Emmy Awards that night. It was the live,
Yeah.
from Emmy Awards. And I was just watching, and then all of a sudden my commercial came on, like during in
That's
between
cool.
the between the Emmy Awards. And I was like, oh my God, that's the thing that I just scored. And I just remember that moment was, it's very interesting. Like it's like a cosmic joke. Like you're on like high that your first commercial just aired on TV, but then yet you're in bed with a ton of morphine and with a broken, you know, hand and back. It's just, yeah, it's just like, it's a very interesting experience that the universe is like, here, just like kind of like throw it out.
The most important thing though, really, we're so glad you're here, because I remember hearing about the accident. We were all sharing things on social media in support, and it's terrifying. And yet, you know, we're just like, oh my God, at least you're alive, but are you okay? We don't want you in pain. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, we also want you to be able to be happy, recuperate and play music. So that journey of going from a hospital bed to being able to, you know, broken, you, musicians are not allowed to have their hands broken.
I know.
Nothing's allowed, right? And so then there's like that rehab. And what was that journey like to be able to get back? And you said your back, right? So your back was affected?
Yeah, the accident was pretty horrific because I was actually coming home from a gig that night. And that was one of the first concerts that I started playing since pandemic, because it was late 2000.
Oh, wow.
And I was just like, oh, so happy, like, you know, that I'm finally playing live music again. So I have my kid and my partner also in the car with me that day, because Ooh. It was going to be like a fun, you know, backyard sort of thing. So they all came with me, and on our way home, I wasn't driving, my partner was driving. And all of a sudden, just a car flew from the opposite side of the traffic through the medium on the highway. We're on the highway 110, wow. passing by downtown LA. And then this car was driving 75 miles per hour. So are we. Ooh. And then it just like airborne, this car, I just saw sparkles. I was like, oh, why is there fireworks on Saturday night? But it wasn't. It was an SUV airborne and then landed on our car.
That's insane.
That is crazy. Like, it's a picture. It was just like, people don't understand how we survived, like all three of us. But then I got the worst injury in our car. But the girl who actually hit us, she was also a victim because she was hit by someone else first in the other.
Oh.
So it caused her to lose control, you know, of the car. And then she jumped the medium and landed on us. And then she got hit two more times. So she was like this ping pong ball, just got hit like five times.
Oh, messy.
She is paralyzed from the chest down.
Oh.
I know, it was really, I just cannot imagine. So immediately upon the impact, I just know that I saw my hand in blood, and then I just know that there's, you know, something broken. But I'm glad that we're all like still moving. I hear everybody like screaming and yelling, but and then like, so my injuries were, I injured three of my fingers and my pinky was broke, and then my back was compressed. I have two spots that's compression fracture, because I've been over so much that I hit my knees, and then the airbag didn't catch me somehow, because my seat was a little bit back. And then on the fifth day, they told me that, oh, I'm gonna discharge you, like you know, your fingers will eventually heal, you have to like do a lot of PT, and your back, there's nothing, we're not gonna operate on. So I told them like, but I have this like abdominal pain that's excruciating, like, and then on the fifth day in the hospital bed, if somebody even like just touched me a little bit, I would be screaming. So I like begged them to give me another scan. I was like, something's not right. I know that. I had no puncture wound on my belly, but there was like a huge laceration from the seatbelt that caught me, you know, saved my life, but also hurt me a lot. And then immediately after the MRI this time, they pushed me to the OR immediately. They said your intestines, your small intestines, it's leaking. And then there's also spots that's already like rotting. So they had to like do a, sorry, they had to do a emergency laparotomy. So it's, that means they have to like find out where the leak is, and then to take out inch by inch of all your intestines, your spleen, your stomach, and you know, your intestines, and just find out where the leak is. And then so they found two spots. One is already like, you know, it's already leaking. And then the other part is just like needs to be cut out. So they cut out two sections of my small intestines, and then, you know,
reattached. Wow.
I know. So that left with a huge like a 9-inch scar on my belly. And the thing is, like, when I was little, I was 4 or 5 years old, I had a heart surgery because I had a heart defect. So I already had a heart, like, I already had a 9-inch scar from my from here to here. And then now I have another one from below. It's like a zipper.
Wow.
Yeah, so I have two huge scars on my chest and my belly.
Wow.
So.
Mm-hmm. And you live to talk about them, which is the best part of it, right?
Yeah.
It's like they call them war wounds for a reason. You know, it's like let's you know, I've got one up my arm from they had to put a rod in my arm
Oh,
from
wow.
a whole other kind of accident. Yeah. There's, you know, there's things that you go through, which that's nothing in comparison. But what I find interesting is, you know, your new song, New Me, that you had written it in Hawaii. And then when you listen to it now, knowing what is this transition of health and just life, you know, one of those major shifts in life that something takes you, you know,
yeah,
it's
definitely.
kind of, it's weird. It's almost like you knew,
that
I don't know. It's, you know what I mean?
It wasn't going to call, I wasn't sure what it was going to be called, but then it just felt right after the accident that I needed to finish that one. That song is like something that I just feel like I need to finish. And I ended up calling it New Me, and I just hope that it will like encapsulates the power of shifting perspectives, and then like serves as a reminder, you know, and that every day it's not guaranteed, and then hopefully you like infuse each day with a little bit more gratitude and grace. And
well, I love that song because there's a lot of hope in it. And yet it feels very much like you are at the coast. There's a feeling of nature and rhythm, like a slow tide to me.
Yeah.
And then you've got parts of it that goes, okay, it ain't going to be all rosy, but I'm back again. You know what I mean? There's this balance in there that is really interesting how you're able to do it. And I think you do that a lot in your music. And it's just you have this way of transitioning
Oh.
things.
Thank
Because you've
you.
got the flow. There's always this flow of, you know, because of the strings, all that flow with it. Also with ESCP, and you tell everybody about that because that EP, Pearls, is beautiful. But again, you've got this natural vibe to it, this nature yet global feel to it. And then you go, oh yeah, I'm going to add this in here, just a little grit. You got to have a little grit, but you put the flow and grit together. Is
thank you so much.
Interesting.
That's very, very sweet. You know, like the escape ESCP is, you know, it's kind of like the escape key on the computer. It's
Right.
Like, you know, it's just, we call that escape because we hope that we take you to a different place, you know, kind of like,
You do.
You know.
You trip us out, man. It's cool.
Right. So that album was a, you know, compilation of, you know, compositions that express the embrace the feeling of loss and, you know, growth and tragedy comes later because I didn't know it was going to be tragic. But we were supposed to finish that record before the pandemic, and
oh wow,
it didn't happen because we actually my so escape is consisted of myself and my partner Bob Garrett, who lives in Chicago, and he is a worldly percussionist, and he also is a composer, and I just feel like our vision artistically kind of gelled together, and we're also great friends. So we decided to make an album together, and I had happened to apply for a grant, and I got it. So like we needed to finish it, but it unfortunately just took so much longer than we thought it was going to be. So so finally after my car accident, I was like, we gotta finish it, you know, we have to, like, you know, those people who donated the money, and then all those like people who, you know, contributed, you know, we need to like finish it. So that's also like I went back and we just kind of like finished the entire album together. You know, we started writing before pandemic, but then like we finished it. And also during that time when we first decided to write an album together, both of us were going through a lot of heartbreak at the time. And I had just also moved from Chicago to LA 2017, I think late 2016. And so it was a time, and then like feel like actually the time helped us to like reflect what happened the past few years. And then like we were able to arrive at this place that's like peaceful, and also like we're surrendering what life has, you know, brought us to this place, and we feel you know, peace. And it was very healing for both of us making the record. And
you feel that. That's what I'm saying. You feel that kind of natural vibe in there, that just
yeah.
you feel like you are out in nature. There's just a calmness and soothing, and yet you are on a trip. It's a sonic journey. We can say that, right?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
So
that
I
where you
think
just kind of vibe, and then it was over. And I'm like, what? What do you mean an EP? Like, what's with that? Put it on repeat. Loop that baby.
I would really say that this EP was made with like tears and sweats and like blood, like with all like every you know part of our beings to put this together, and it represents like hope for the future, and then hopefully brings people together from all cultures, and we just because we our composition we always use that word because you have to categorize your own music, which is my least favorite thing to do, right? But when you put it on like a platform like Spotify or iTunes, they're always like, well, how do you categorize your music, right? So we're like, oh God, like this is electronic, but it's also acoustic, it's worldly and global. So like we came up with a term, we just call it a multi-culti ambience.
I like that. I like that. Which is, yeah, I like that, because I hate that of, you know, the pigeonholing. We might have talked about that before, and we're talking about it on the show all the time, and we're the big blend, and yet, you
Exactly.
know, Google's like, we don't like that, and we're like, well, screw you, but they do like us. But you know what I mean? It's kind of like this. Art is art. It's whatever it's
Exactly.
supposed to be, and so algorithms don't understand ambiance. They don't understand how you can do more than one thing. Yet, didn't computers come from being binary? And now, like, wait, we
Right.
could be, I don't know what's quadrupery. I'm gonna make my own words up now. That it's just weird that, and now look at all this AI. Like,
I know, just about to say,
is that
like,
weird?
it's so weird, like, it's scary, and but I don't know. I just, you know, there's like an app that they generates music. You can type in, like, can you write some elevator, you know, smooth jazz
Oh
music,
my God.
and then it will like, and then make an album within seconds. And then I have done, you know, I've tried it, and it just doesn't have the soul.
No, like when
And
I
it's not
listen to your
good.
playing, I mean, really, there's this flow and this bending of notes that comes from years of practice and being able to, because if when you begin, like you just, you know, but now it's this soft, beautiful, it's like, you know, a polished piece of wood that just you can rub your hand on. But when you first start playing as, you know, a complete novice, there's no, you know, smooth wood there
Exactly.
at all. You're going to get the
Yeah.
splinters. And AI is just picking up and merging things in little things. So there's no soul, and the soul comes from the splinters.
Correct. Yeah, I
Does that
love
makes
that.
complete sense? Yeah.
Yes.
It makes complete sense. But it, you
Yeah.
know, it yeah, I think people will know. I mean, even art, like when they're doing it with paintings and writing, it's just kind of empty, you
Yeah,
know?
absolutely. So like, you know, Escape's goal, like me and Bob are both, I would like to think that we're really, really like worldly people, that we were exposed to a lot of different types of music throughout our, you know, career. And we thought, you know, I remember last time I said, you know, my personal goal or in life is to be the bridge between cultural diversities. And I think it's also the goal for the album, for all the music that I make, is to like, you know, it's the essence of being a musician, is to, you know, just to
Be the universal language.
exactly like, yeah. And I'm so grateful that I'm able to do that, you know, and I hope that reflects in my music and
Oh, I think so,
everything.
for sure, because you feel like you're going, like there's like moments where you're in like Europe, and then you can go to Asia, and then you all of a sudden I'm like, wait, we got a little Africa here. Oh, wait, now we're going to Ireland, maybe. I don't know. That's all good with me. And you
Oh,
don't
thank
really
you.
know, but that's like when you think about the way the world is right now, we need unity more than ever, right?
Yeah.
And in music, you can do that without pointing fingers, or, you know, the pointing fingers isn't going to get anyone anywhere ever. But our world is a little shaken right now in a lot of
Oh,
ways. And
absolutely. Yeah.
music just, it's like when you listen to your music, and when you think about that bridge and that universal language, it's almost like you're taking the globe and just like watercoloring over the borders.
Yeah,
You
I think
know?
Yeah, I mean, I think
Imagine
musicians.
that. No borders.
I agree. And no passports, no borders, no
Oh
pass.
God, because now I'm probably, oh, I think I have to renew mine now that you said
Have
that. It's always good to have your passport on, you know. You
Yes.
never know
Yeah.
when you need to make a quick flight.
Yeah, I like to think that we're the gatekeepers of the culture, you know, like it's, I think musicians, especially during the pandemic, right? I think it's our responsibility not only to come together when there's, you know, applause and shiny lights on our faces, but it's also our responsibility to like, you know, heal each other and to hold up each other's when you know, during isolation. So,
When you were in Hawaii, I mean, there was, you know, the conversation we had, and you were fresh in that experience, right? And then going to go home. And
yeah.
now, after some reflection, obviously a lot of, you know, things have happened, but
Right.
do you reflect back to Hawaii and even putting the new song out, New Me, like have just has that experience grown on you when you are able to step out outside and look back?
Yes, definitely. I think it would have been a very different song if had that not happened to me, like, you know, the accident or like even just like Escape album would have sound very, very different if we've had finished it before the pandemic. You know what I mean? I think it's scary, it's refreshing, but then it also like during that isolation
Sweet.
or it was a very also very grounding for me at the same time, I guess, you know. Yeah, I'm glad that the time actually gave it a little flavor
Yeah. Oh,
to
it's
the.
deep too. It's very deep, you know, and that's what I think about the flow. It just feels very watery, like
Thank
good
you.
water, not watery
Oh,
like washed down.
right.
Well, no, you know, it just got to be clear on that with people because I want them to go hear it. So you're going to go back to Hawaii and do some shows. Do you have dates so people know, or should they go to your everyone? The website Cihwin, .com. So it's CHIHSUAN.com, right? I
Yes.
have to read it now to make sure.
Very good.
Okay.
Yeah,
So
I
yeah, tell everybody about what you're going to, where you're going to be performing and.
so let me pull up this poster I just received. So this show I'm gonna be playing. Actually, I think we have two shows. One is gonna be in Kona, and one is gonna be in Hilo. And one in Kona is on February 10th. It's
Okay.
going to be at the place called the Pyramid House. I don't know if you've been there. I've never been
Nope.
there. It's gonna be with my dear friend Rafe Perlman and my friend Daniel Bergman. They're both fantastic musicians. It just like feel like their bodies, like it transcends. Music just flows, like all the
Oh.
instruments. You know, Rafe is an amazing singer that kind of grew up all around the world. You know, spent a lot of time in Alaska and travel a lot, and used to sing with this group called Earth Harp. I don't know if you heard of them.
Oh, that's a
The
nice
Earth
name,
Harp.
though.
Yeah, and Daniel lives in San Francisco, so like we're gonna like all come together to in Hawaii to play this show, and he plays an African instrument called kora,
Okay, cool.
and then he also
Cool.
plays this instrument called andomo, which is a kind of like a theremin, but on keys. It's not a
Oh.
lot of people play this instrument. It's called andomo. It's ondomon.
Wow.
But it's very unique. So that when the three of us come together, it's like wow, like we're all surprising each other with all the instruments that we play. So it's really,
Wow. So, and then you guys practice on your own and have the
yeah.
music, and then you get out there and it's like, here we go. Do you work on
There you
Zoom
go.
together at all?
We have
In
not. We played.
wow.
All three of us played once together in Portland and Seattle recently. But that was the first time I met Daniel. So, but this Hawaii concert is going to be very cool.
Oh,
That was
that's
the first time.
exciting.
Yeah, it'll be the first time the three of us play a solo, like as a trio together. And I'm very
Wow.
excited about it to see, you know,
That's
where
nice.
it's going to take us. So,
Oh, that's really exciting. So, everyone, two performances in February in Hawaii. So, do
yeah.
you think you're going to do any more artists in residence or apply for another
I would
one?
love to. I really want to come back to, you know, go back to the Hawaii National Park, the Volcanoes National Park. I know there's so many people apply for it all the time, and I think people should get the opportunity to go to this amazing place. But yes, I think the next time when I feel like I need a little escape, I will definitely apply again. Probably, you know, there's so many places in national parks.
Yeah.
I would love to definitely do another residency at some point when
It'd
I feel.
It would be so cool if you were like at Chaco Canyon, you know, just from that, you know, the ancestral cultures out there.
Yeah, where is that? Where's
it's northern New Mexico.
Oh, see?
And they have these circulars, you know, kivas structures. They're not all kivas, but they think for the solstice and for sun events and, you know, solar events, basically, ceremonial.
Yeah.
So they believe. And, I don't know. It's like when you're there, you're like, okay, that's like sacred, sacred ground. It feels like it. And there's crows and ravens everywhere. Well, that's New Mexico too, but it's beautiful. It's a dark sky park as well, like Hawaii. Just all the ruins of these places. And it is kivas. Yeah.
No, I like also to make a big shout out to Tanya.
Tanya Ortega. We love Tanya here.
Ortega. And I just this time I just literally I just emailed her. I said, Tanya, I want to come back.
she's awesome.
Yeah, she's the best. And I'm so grateful for her and just being so welcoming and just yeah, I have so much gratitude. I'm so blessed.
And her board for the National Parks Arts Foundation, what I think is so great is they really truly support artists and the artist's vision, because I know when you guys all apply, they ask you to, what's your vision? What do you want to do? And then when you get there and you start doing it, you're like, well, no, it's going to change now. Or, hey, I want to learn this new technique or this new craft. And they're like, okay, once you're in, you know, to be able to do that. And, they've just really, they're so supportive of originality and true creativity that it just, you know, you just don't hear many places like that. Even to get into other residencies, and it's like for artists that have to get represented in galleries and stuff, it's so hard yet because of that rigidity. And rigidity shouldn't be there in art, yet sometimes we need that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
We do. You know, we have to learn those scales, right? You know,
I know you have to learn how to write a grin. You have to learn how to like actually, not just play,
all that's,
but also,
you can't just be on the, we have to use all sides of our brain.
Exactly.
I think we have more than two sides of our brain, but that's just me. Ooh, I went to Chaco and hung out with aliens. I don't know.
Let's talk about that next.
I know you got to go there, but. Very excited for you. Any more music in the works, new music that we should all keep our ears out for?
For right now, I'm just going to, you know, kind of work on my solo set and definitely want to write some more music. And I had just finished my first feature film as a composer, original composer for a 90-minute film. So I've been working on that. So I've been writing a lot. It's a new thing, scale or it's interesting that how the Gap commercial kind of opened the door for me as a composer that I never thought I will, you know, be pursuing. So I, between the Gap commercial, I've, you know, written for a short film. I also written for a theater production of Sense and Sensibility. I know. So that theater run for like 6 months in somewhere in Wisconsin in a theater company.
That's amazing. So do you get like, it's got to be different doing theater versus, okay, for a movie.
Yeah.
You get to see parts of the movie, or do they tell you, I need this much time, this is dark, this is, like, how does that work?
So I saw the whole film first, but then the film at the time was not, like, picture locked. So that means they're still editing, they're still figuring out things. So what I have is also they will send me pieces of the sections of the part of the movie that they want me to score. So I have the time code, like, oh, from here to here, this is going to be like 5 minutes and 36 seconds. Or
she's running through the woods and there's a, you know,
exactly.
Somebody coming after
like a minute and 2 seconds. So it's like very precise, like the minute down to the second.
Wow, yeah, you can't.
Yeah, and then I have to know what's happening in the visually because they had to make sense. So,
wow.
So it's very
kind of cool learning. Though.
It's very cool, and also it's challenging, but also it's really fun for me to do. And I learned a lot. And I really enjoyed doing that. I hope I get to do more of that, and also performing live all at the same time. I think that would be a very good balance for my brain.
Yeah, because you got to go in and out. Because you can get into the vortex of creativity and never come out.
Exactly.
Or, you know what I mean? You have to, yeah, you're right about that balance, which is hard. You can't do it in the same day. It's hard. Like you can, but it's so hard to do, you know?
It's a
Like
good,
if we,
It's a
yeah, you
good
can't.
practice to like do on demand too. Like they're like, you gotta turn this in like by today at 5 p.m. or like, to write on demand. So that's something that's a good practice for my muscles, you know.
Ah, that is true, huh? But yeah, having to keep it like you have to do it to this second, you know?
Or like it's
That's like
due.
when we did live radio. We had to like you're going to go off air as you're saying hello or goodbye, you know? It's like, yeah, boom, it's out. Yeah. So doing that and then doing the theater, how did you do theater? Like that's
Theater.
a whole other.
Yeah, exactly. Theater, I have nothing visually to work with. Theater is like it's because it hasn't happened yet. You know, the theater, you need the music before the show start rehearsing. So all I had was the
Oh.
all I had was like the story, because I know it's Jane Austen. It's an adaptation of, Sense and Sensibility. So this is gonna be in the old, like in England, like, so I've
La-di-da.
Yeah, exactly. Like kind of like Downton Abbey, right? So I watched Downton Abbey as a reference and listened to the soundtrack to Downton Abbey. And then to figure out like with the instrumentation, first of all, you have to figure out what instruments you're going to be using for the soundtrack or so like that's all very interesting to work out. And then I will have the script of the theater piece. I only have the script. So I have the dialogues. So I read the entire script and they'll be like, oh, this section, they want you to have, music here. So I have a little, it's interesting because with theater, there's like words to describe the scene. And no, there's gonna be like a little, oh, melancholy or sad or what's happening in the scene. There's this like, oh, bustling city, they're arriving in London, or this is gonna be like a deathbed scene. So that's helpful to have those descriptive words and adjectives.
Wow,
But with this
cool.
movie, there's absolutely no words. They didn't, the director just didn't give me any words, but then also I have the visual.
So do you now with your music, are you thinking like if you look at New Me about doing a video to that now that you've done the other, like flip it over to create
Yeah,
the,
to
do the
come up
visual
with a
side?
music video. I have thought about it, yes. I actually made something. I have clips of, things I want to be part of the music video, but I just I don't know. I don't have like a story yet, but I know I have like I shot something in the Joshua Tree National Parks actually for the new me, but I don't know how it's all gonna come together. We'll see.
Ah, cool. Hey, I love it. I love all the creativity of it all, you know, and just, you know, making the scores. That's going to be fun. That's super cool. Super cool to do. Well, always a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank
Please
you
come back.
so
Keep us posted as you keep creating. And, you
much.
know,
Thank you.
hey, I love it. So now we have to go to Wisconsin and watch a play. Sounds good to me.
Thank you so much for having me again, Lisa. I wish you all the best with your travels and
Oh, thank
your
you.
art.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
Everyone, National Parks, artsfoundation.org. We want to support them. They're awesome. We're here every first Friday with them at bigblendradio.com and shishwin.com. That's it for everybody. So go there. That's it.
HSUAN.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.